Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you're holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Move your hands apart again. Then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. As you place your hands on your chest, your heart feels happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down into your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Imagine the ball splitting into 2 and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. as you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet. Now, feel the loving energy slowly flowing up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill your belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, with each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay? I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dock Dog. Darcy peeked over the edge of the dock to see her reflection in the water. The fluffy dog smiled, not just because she was adorable, but because the water was perfectly still. It was a great day for a boat ride. Darcy felt the dock rock gently, side to side. Someone was coming. She jumped up, wagging her tail with a warm greeting and hope. Then Darcy hurried over to her home. Nudging her person, she pointed to her life jacket. The lovable fluffy dog knew she needed her life jacket to go for a boat ride, and she wanted to be prepared. The person laughed and said, "Is it a good day for a boat ride, Darcy?" "You're right. You need your life jacket." Darcy's person helped her into the bright orange foam and snapped the latch closed. The jacket hugged the fluffy dog snugly around her back and belly. She even had a handle on her back so people could help Darcy get on the boat if she slipped into the water. With her life jacket on, Darcy was ready for a boat ride. The fluffy dog sat down and listened intently. From further down the dock drifted a gentle, burbling rumble. Darcy turned and lifted her ears in the direction of the sound. With a smile, the fluffy dog hopped up and trotted down the dock in search of the rumble. Darcy pranced past Manny the motorboat when the deep rumble increased. The fluffy dog skidded to a stop and ran towards Manny and the burbling sound. Her tail wagged furiously as she found the motorboat's captain getting ready to leave the dock. "Hey, Darcy," she said, "want to go for a ride?" The fluffy dog smiled and barked her response as she jumped on board the boat. She hopped into the passenger seat, a smile spreading on her face. As soon as Darcy was safely on board, Manny coasted away from the dock. Water rippled away from the boat as they gently drove through the channel. The fluffy dog circled around her seat, knowing that her favorite part was coming up next. They turned out of the harbor, and then the captain moved the throttle up. Darcy's fur ruffled in the breeze as larger and larger waves rolled away from the bow of the boat. The captain drove them further from the harbor, and Darcy hunkered down in her seat, ready for the waves. The boat zipped up onto the crest of a wave, then splashed down onto the water, spraying the fluffy dog with a light mist. Darcy barked her approval, and they continued, zipping up over the tops of the waves and splashing down on the other side. The captain circled Manny around to continue playing on the rolling waves. Darcy loved every minute. After playing for a while, the captain smiled at the fluffy dog, patted her on the head, and said, "Okay, Darcy, we'd better go back to the dock." She slowed the throttle, approaching the harbor entrance. Now, instead of splashing over the waves softly rocked the motorboat as they made their way into the harbor. Darcy stood back up, watching for her dock as the boat coasted through the gentle waters. Manny glided into his slip. Once he was secured in place, Darcy jumped out of her seat and onto the dock. The fluffy dog shook the water out of her fur and yawned as she reached her home. It was time for a nap. She found a cozy spot in the sun on the worn wood planks in front of her home and stretched. Darcy flopped onto the dock and thought of all she had to be grateful for. The fluffy dog felt grateful for the fun boat ride. She felt happy to have a home near all the boats. Most of all, Darcy felt grateful for her dock family. The fluffy dog closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed back down, wishing everyone peace. Darcy took a deep dragon breath in and out. She took another dragon breath, calming her body, in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and the fluffy dog fell asleep, enjoying the gentle rocking of the dock. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.